The current crossing between Holton, Wisconsin and Stillwater, Minnesota is a lift bridge built in the 1930s. For more than 20 years, county, state, and federal legislators from both sides of the St. Croix have been planning to replace it with a new four-lane structure. But because the St. Croix was federally designated as a wild and scenic river in 1968, building new on it is a complicated process. The project has also been challenged by the Sierra Club, and last October, the National Park Service ruled that it would take legislative action by Congress to move forward. U.S. Congressman Ron Kind says the current lift bridge is a safety hazard, and he's working to get an exemption for its replacement.
But I do want to be careful that we are talking about the Stillwater Bridge, that we're not just offering a blanket exemption for all designations throughout the entire country.
Also, Kind says the bridge project would create construction jobs and revitalize the economy in western Wisconsin. But Jim Rickard, volunteer leader for the St. Croix Valley Group of the Sierra Club, says the proposed bridge is not a replacement. It's a massive expansion across a protected water body.
That would be the same as building a superhighway through Yellowstone National Park, or building a superhighway through the Boundary Waters canoe area.
Rickard says he won't speculate on what action the Sierra Club may take if Congress does provide an exemption for the St. Croix River crossing project, but does say the group would be very concerned. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.